It's the 25th of December. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Happy Christmas.
We won't keep you too long, as if you're listening to this on Christmas Day. You've got better things to do than listen to us. We've had a great time this Advent. It's been great, great fun. I've already got plans for next year's. There's two plans that we get to choose from. So we'll do one or the other. I won't announce it until next year, so we don't have to have the whole. But you said you were doing that last year. Mm. Well, tough shit. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
What a great film to end on as well. Okay. I've stuck my fingers in Luigi for one last time. He's breathed a sigh of relief.
He's got to have a lie down, hot bath.
He's brushed a tear from his eye. He's going to put his Radox pampering bubble bath in the hot bath.
He's got his counsellor appointment in the morning.
And he's rocking backwards and forwards, making his own wave pool. Fuck me. Now, this is unfair. 1985.
Okay, 1985.
Notable
year.
Film, and I've only put one notable film on this. Mm-hmm. Santa Claus, the movie.
Okay. Now, how that's got did to be that more Christmassy. Not,
just because they kill Mr. and Mrs. Claus at the beginning of the film and every child has blacklisted it from their mind, and then you watch it as an adult with your children and go, are they really freezing to death outside? Shit! Get Dudley Moore here, quick!
Only he can save us.
But yeah, damn it, Santa Claus the movie would absolutely replace this film.
Okay.
Okay, it was released on this November 27th.
Oh, so it had a good run.
$70 million. Oh, I've already given it to you, fuck it. $70 million and $127 million. We know Lord of the Rings was going to beat it anyway, didn't we? Mm. But what we have got to ask is this going to be a Christmassy film?
Don't know what the film is yet.
I'm going to tell you, but you need to guess first of all.
Give me a clue.
It's part of a series of films.
Right.
Like Star Trek, it's the fourth film.
Star Wars. No, Star Wars didn't come out in 85.
No, it definitely didn't.
Way before there.
Well, the fourth, way before, there.
So it's the fourth one in 85?
It was.
Well, I've seen it.
I don't know if you would have seen this, actually. It's about boxing.
Rocky?
It's Rocky IV.
Oh, of course I've seen Rocky IV. It's not Christmassy.
Well, I'm asking, is Rocky IV the one with Blondie Russian?
Yeah. Yeah, we spoke about this every day.
There's snow. I'm doing what you did now. There's a lot of snow in it.
The only reason it goes to Russia, there'd be snow. Does.
Oh my God, no.
Has it got Christmas in it?
No.
Has it got Christmas in it?
The fight takes place on Christmas Day in Moscow.
Yes! Yes, it's going to be out there. Rocky IV's going to be like fourth place.
In the training cabin scene, poorly roast marshmallows by the fire while the chipmunk song, Christmas Don't Be Like It, plays. There's also brief Christmas decorations at the Balboa home.
Oh, fantastic.
Rocky IV's a Christmas film.
Yes, wicked. Right, okay. So immediately we're in top five situation.
Oh my God, yes, it's a Buzz Toy Story.
Go on, let's run down.
You got
go down
a
from
friend
first place.
In me.
Go down from first place.
National Lampoon Christmas Vacation.
Okay, no.
The Santa Claus.
No.
Home Alone.
Well, now then.
No, it's below Home
Alone.
Well,
let's keep going. Let's have a chat.
The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe.
Yes, above.
It's fourth place.
Rocky IV in fourth place.
Oh, fuck.
Even though Santa Claus does give out gifts, it's pseudo Santa Claus giving out gifts, whereas this is actually a fight for revenge.
Oh, of course, yes, because he kills his mate, doesn't he?
A fight for revenge because he killed Creed.
Yeah. Oh wow! It's a Christmas miracle, everybody. It's a Christmas miracle
Top
on the
four.
Variety Show Advent. On Christmas Day, we actually got a Christmas film.
Saved by Sylvester.
Oh, thank God.
Thank
Who was
God
the actor
it.
That played the Blondie? I can't think of his name.
Dolph Lundgren.
Dolph Lundgren.
Dolph Lundgren.
Is the main character in Kindergarten Cop 2. There is a sequel. And he is the main police officer in it.
Oh, he's,
and
he's
I've never
much
watched
more of a bad
it.
Guy.
We might have to watch that next
year.
Yeah,
he's much more of a bad guy.
Oh, it's been an amazing year. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the show. If you've listened to the latest show of The Variety Show, then you'll know that we aren't coming back until mid January. I actually can't remember what the date was. I mentioned Rob what it was earlier.
It's the week after when Salvation comes.
It is, yeah. And I think it's just because, you know what? We deserve a couple of weeks off each. 19th of January. So join us back for episode 72 on the 19th of January, where no doubt we will have some crazy shit. Thank you for supporting the show. Thank you for everything everyone does for us. And have a wonderful Christmas with your family. And if you're not with your family, go with your friends. If you're alone this Christmas, reach out to someone, because there's always someone there that will listen, give you a hug, and fill you with cheer somehow. Rob, Merry Christmas, mate.
Merry Christmas, darling.
Mwah.
Join us again tomorrow for another day of Advent. Ho, ho, ho.